The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Jesus knew that his cousin John had been arrested and that things are really getting tough for his disciples. John's disciples would have been dispersed and would have been running in confusion, just as Jesus knew his disciples would become dispersed at his crucifixion. Jesus, nonetheless, says, repent and believe in the gospel. And each of us is called in various ways, depending on who we are and how we've grown or how we've not grown, to repent of our sins. Jesus doesn't just give us happy-go-lucky news that everything's going to be fine in life every day of our lives, that we'll all be able to do whatever we want, whenever we want to do it, and that the freedom that we receive in him is to do anything that we desire. Does Jesus tell us this? No. Jesus tells us things like, I come to do your will, O God. I come to do your will, not mine be done. Repent, repent. When we come to this season of Lent, some people think that, you know, we're kind of dire in that, you know, we're going to go through fasting and other abstinences, and that we will build ourselves up sort of like a program of, you know, going to the gym. We're going to build ourselves up, build that muscle tone. I don't go to the gym, obviously, but we always try and we think, well, I'm going to do these extra prayers. I'm going to maybe go to Mass more often, maybe a couple times a week. I'm going to come to stations. I'm going to do these things. And these things are all good. But God has a way of kind of spoiling our own plans, of giving us different plans, plans that he has in mind from the time that he conceived of us in his eternity, before we were born, before we were conceived in the womb. He knew each and every one of us. He knew what our lives would be. He has already seen what we will be. And he calls us, because we are created in his own divine image and likeness, to a goodness that is truly out of this world. And the reason that it's out of this world, it is that it is in him alone that we find our being. We do not exist but for the creation of God. And he looks at his creation and says, my creation is good. My people are good. They might fall, they might trip, they might do all sorts of things that are wrong, but if they repent and believe in me, their sins are forgiven. And he gives proof of that on his holy cross, where he receives the full will of the Son given to the Father. Lo, I come to do your will, O God. Each of us has been sent by the Lord to fulfill a purpose in life. That purpose might be to raise a holy family with a father and a mother and little ones. It might be to live as a single man or woman. It might be to enter religious life like the monks down at La Trobe or the sisters at St. Emma's in Greensburg. It might be to be lay ministers, but we are all sent. And I know you are all sent because this group here has been sent to us from Steubenville to help our confirmandi as they are sent forth into new life in Jesus Christ. When we were baptized, most of us were baptized as infants, and I honestly don't remember my baptism. And I know most of us probably don't remember our baptisms, but we will remember our confirmations, because that's when we stand up and say, I am truly ready to become an adult Catholic, that I am ready to take on responsibilities and duties and all sorts of prayer for other people. Lo, I come to do your will, O God, should be our mantra. We hear today that John the Baptist was arrested. Well, John the Baptist, for his faith in the Lord, got his head cut off. He was martyred, and we hear his name in the Roman canon each week as we pray the Eucharistic prayer. Many of us will suffer for our faith. It doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to be martyred like some of our fellow Christians in Syria and in other areas of the world where Christians are persecuted, but it does mean that we take a responsibility as adults to become the best Catholic men and women that we can possibly be, to become the best that the Lord wants us to be, because he knows it's for our good, because he gives us life everlasting. He doesn't give it willy-nilly to those who won't even receive it, but he gives it to those who truly want it from him. And by wanting it, we turn to him in love and we say, Lord, we repent. That is why we have the sacrament of penance. That is why in this parish, I'll be in the confessional after every Mass all the way up till Holy Week. We'll have a good Lent. And our Lent will be by turning away from our sins and turning to him and throwing ourselves basically on the mercy of the court. We haven't anything to offer. Only what he gives us can we offer him. That is what we do in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Week by week, we bring him bread and wine, and he transforms that into his most precious body and blood. In the holy sacrifice of the Mass, heaven and earth are joined. Divinity and humanity are joined. We become new creatures in him. So as we continue on through Lent, we're really only in our first week. I feel like we've been at this for a while because last week seemed endless, didn't it? I mean, Ash Wednesday, and then we started off with our soup and bread dinners and our Stations of the Cross. We were pretty packed. I really was impressed. That was great. And as we enter into this, let's give up our wills, though it's hard to do, because we pray in the Our Father, thy will be done, but so often, a lot of times, we act as though the prayer reads, my will be done. But let us be reminded of Jesus, who was tempted in the desert, and when he was tempted by Satan, he said, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God.